Welcome to the Functional Alignment Show, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and well-being. Specializing in the fields of functional medicine, chiropractic, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this show is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach. From addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine, this podcast offers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I've taken a little break. I feel like I say this every time, but I'm just kind of finishing up school and figuring out my future and everything like that. So it has been a little chaotic around here. So I'm just trying to find more time to make this a priority. And the past few weeks, I have really been, I don't want to give too much information away, but I have been practicing a bunch of these functional labs on myself so that I can offer them to future patients. And I'm really excited to kind of go over some of the labs that I have done recently. So the first one, if you've heard of it, it is called a Dutch hormone analysis. That's D-U-T-C-H, so Dutch test. The Dutch test is a full urine dried hormone comprehensive analysis, and it goes through all of the sex hormones and the metabolites. It also shows your cortisol and your like diurnal pattern, which is the pattern of cortisol throughout the day. So I know it's really difficult because you can't see the chart report, but I will go through a chart report with you. It's going to be like what mine was, and it will give you a good idea of what it is and how it can be beneficial in really a multitude of things. So I would kind of think of using the Dutch test for patients in three different ways. One would be for perimenopausal, menopausal women who are trying to figure out if they need any hormone replacement therapy support and how their detoxification is looking. That would be one group. Another group would be that like 20 to 40 year old population who is really looking to optimize their fertility and their health. Maybe they're dealing with some PCOS, infertility, just, you know, hormone imbalance type stuff. That would be another great subgroup that I would run this test for. And lastly, this would be a great test for males as well because it shows testosterone production and how they're making it, metabolizing it, cortisol as well. So with that being said, I did this test on myself because if you haven't listened to previous episodes, I deal with PCOS and I have for a few years now. I have really been trying to take it upon myself to go about this naturally. I've never been on birth control before. I plan to not go on birth control at all. I have irregular cycles. I know the direct cause of this was because I didn't know any better when I was younger, and I played a Division I sport. I stressed my body out. I was doing 2 to 3 workouts a day, probably under eating. And I just ran my body into the ground basically at such a young age. So I kind of like stunted my menstrual cycle because of that. And I dealt with amenorrhea for a while. So I'm kind of getting over that. And it's been about a 2 to 3 year process of trying to get it back to regular. And this Dutch test, I don't know if it. So with the Dutch test, you want to capture the urine samples. There are 4 of them that you do throughout the day. So like 1 in the morning, 1 after 2 hours of waking up, 1 around dinner, and then 1 before bed. And you want to capture this on around 8 days before you get your cycle. And for me, I don't know when my cycle is going to come because I have an irregular cycle. So it could come at day 40, it could come at day 30, it could come at day 50. So for me, it was very difficult to try and capture this. And I ended up taking LH strip test, which you basically pee on the stick and it shows if your LH spiked, that means that you're about to go through ovulation. So you'd count about a couple days from there and then take the test. However, I just kind of guessed and test, and I did not do it very accurately on myself. So I'm going to take this test with a little grain of salt, and I will first read off. So first, there's a hormone testing summary that you see, and it goes over your sex hormones and your adrenal hormones. So your sex hormones are, think your estrogen, your progesterone, and your testosterone. Men and female have all of these, okay? These all stem from, well, I shouldn't say all of them, but most of them stem from DHEA, which is like, which is considered an adrenal hormone then. I'm not going to get too deep into it because you don't really need to know all the pathways, but just think it's measuring your sex hormones, your estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, okay? So it gives you a summary of that, and then it tests your adrenal hormones. So it tested my cortisol, and it tested like my pattern of it throughout the day. So you want your cortisol in the morning. When you first wake, you want it to be like, I'm just going to give number values so it's easier to kind of represent in your head. Actually, I'll go this analogy. So you're about to enter the roller coaster, right? So you're going up the roller coaster hill. That's where you want it when you're waking. 2 hours, like 60 minutes to 2 hours after you wake, you want to be at that tip before you go down that roller coaster hill. So that's when you want your cortisol the highest, because that's when you're the most kind of with it, active, and your melatonin is the lowest. So melatonin is your sleep hormone. That means that when your melatonin is super low, your cortisol is very high, and the opposite. So in the morning, you want your cortisol high, melatonin low. In the evening, you want your cortisol low, melatonin high. So as the day kind of goes on to the afternoon, to the night, you are at reaching the bottom of that roller coaster hill. And that's because then your melatonin should be rising. And if you think about it, your cortisol is basically rising with the sun and lowering with the sunset. We follow our cortisol is literally determined by light. That is because it's made from, messages come from the brain, and your eyes have all these nerves that take in information from the sunlight and from overhead light, and it goes directly to the brain, which then signals it to the body and the organs to make cortisol or not to make cortisol. It's really an intricate process, and there's way more to it, but I just think the body is amazing, and I think that nature is even cooler, how our body is supposed to be so in tune with it. So it measures that, and it gives you your whole pattern. And I have to say, I'm very proud of my pattern. I work very hard on my circadian rhythm, so I'm hoping that mine would have that roller coaster range. But a lot of times you'll see that people's morning values will be plummeted and their night values will be super high. And that's somebody who would most likely be like wired and tired at night, and they're just kind of crashing throughout the whole day. Maybe they've just tanked their adrenals and they just are chugging coffee and getting through. Maybe they're fasting until noon, drinking caffeine throughout the whole morning, and then they're not eating until late at night or something like that. Those are just a few examples of it. And basically, a lot of times, you know the saying, what goes up has to come down. A lot of times people will stress their adrenals out so much and have such high cortisol that eventually it will just plummet and it will just flatline, which is not good. So this test tells you a lot of stuff, and it's really one of those things I would not guess. I would really test to know exactly your cortisol patterns, your stress hormones, what is happening in the body. And it tells you a lot on how you can kind of help the body and give it what it needs to heal it. So that was what I'm mostly going to say about the adrenal hormones. It's a lot easier when you're looking at a patient chart and you can kind of see the whole pattern and everything. And I'm so excited to offer this soon because I'll be able to go over it with patients and talk through it. And I think the visualization helps so much to just be able to have things click for patients and be able to know what lifestyle modalities we can enter and give so that we can support these hormones. So then I'm just scrolling through this, so bear with me. So then the whole in-depth metabolism page, metabolism, basically think something is broken down into another thing. So this Dutch test is amazing because in the urine, when you use urine, you're able to see metabolites in the body, meaning you're able to see what hormones are broken down into. You're able to see like their end products in a way. Whereas when you're using serum, you're just getting a snapshot of the level of that hormone in the blood in that specific moment. You're not able to see throughout 24 hours, what's this doing? You're not able to see what that hormone is broken down into. So the blood gives you a really, really, it's not inaccurate because I don't want to say that. It just doesn't give you the information that a urine test can give you. So with that, I will go over my estrogen. So estrogen, it gives you, your body has three estrogens, E1, E2, E3. If you're fertile, E2 is the highest estrogen that the body is making. Now, estrogens can be made from the ovaries, most likely that is the production of them. And again, this is all a messenger game. It comes from the brain. There's input then to the ovaries. There's a feedback loop that goes back to the brain to shut off production. It's really intricate. So you can't just say that, you know, the ovaries are the issue, or you can't just say that you have HPA axis dysregulation, meaning like you have a brain issue. There are so many different things that could be causing somebody to have high estrogen, to have low estrogen. There are so many things. So really, you can't just guess. That's why these tests are so amazing. And so my results, I have low estrogen. And again, could have been that the timing of the test that I took it was an error, or I did get the flu a day after I took this test. So who knows? There's a lot of things that were going on with this test. So I really do need to retake another one, but it gives you your E1, E2, E3. Okay. So those are your active hormones in the body and your primary estrogens. Now those get metabolized in phase one detoxification by enzymes. And those go into either, I'm going to break this down super simple, into a good estrogen metabolite, a terrible estrogen metabolite, and a medium kind of estrogen metabolite. So your good estrogen metabolite pattern, it breaks down into 2-OHE1. You want this to be your main, you want most estrogen, like 90%, to be broken down into this. And this is a really good way to know that your body is moving estrogen down a good detoxification pathway. You have enough like cruciferous vegetables in your diet. You have enough detox going on. That's good. When you go down this terrible pathway, it's called the 4-OH. These are what lead to DNA damage and can lead to a risk of breast cancer. So if somebody's really high in that, they're more likely to be at risk for getting breast cancer and stuff like that. And for the medium estrogen metabolite, this is called the 16-OHE1. This is just a proliferative estrogen metabolite, meaning that it really enhances those estrogen dominant symptoms if somebody has a high level of this, meaning you're more breast tenderness, more PMS, more moody, that type of stuff. So again, you can tell a lot from this test, and that's why I think it's so amazing, is because you can literally validate somebody as to why they are feeling this way. And I think it's just amazing to see the visual of it. And then it also goes into telling you your phase two detox through your liver, and that's through a specific enzyme called COMT. It's your methylation pattern. And it shows you how you are detoxing your phase one estrogens into phase two estrogens. That's all I'm going to say about that, because again, it's hard to see a visual when I'm just talking. So then it will also give you your progesterone, and it will give you your metabolites for that, and it will also give you your testosterone and your metabolites for that. I'm not going to go into any more of those just because I think it's too sciencey, but other great stuff that this test gives you is it just gives you all of your, it gives you such a great breakdown of your metabolites and your cortisol, and it also gives you an organic acids test, which organic acids tests are great to tell you your like nutritional markers. It tells you how your vitamin B12 is, B6, biotin, glutathione, which is a major detox. It's major part of detox, so it tells you if you're able to produce enough or not. It also gives you a marker to know if you have a lot of gut inflammation. It gives you neurotransmitter markers, and it also gives you markers into oxidative stress with like DNA damage and all that type of stuff, and also melatonin. I'm throwing a lot of words at you, but I just want to kind of give an overview of what this test is, because I think it's so powerful and I can't wait to offer it soon. So I've just taken two courses on it, and I'm really just developing knowledge and trying to work through all of like the kinks of it right now and be able to sit down with patients in the future and go over this and help them use it to their benefit. So basically from that test, I was absorbing in my functional organic acids test part of it, we noticed that my B6 was like depleted. It said that I was really low in B6. And I find that really weird, because I personally, like I should get enough through my diet. So there was something more going on. Was it like an inflammation thing? Do I have chronic low grade inflammation going on in my body that my body's not able to absorb it in my gut? So from there, I did a food sensitivity test, because that's the next step that we thought would be best. And from there, we saw that I have a high reaction, food sensitivity reaction, which is causing low chronic grade like inflammation in my gut and my body to eggs. And I eat around 3 to 4 eggs a day. So from that, I really am just cutting out eggs for about 6 months and seeing if then that correlates to less inflammation in my Dutch test and if those results are better. And we're going to kind of do just kind of test and guess with this thing. So we're going to work on that. We're going to take out the eggs. I have taken a couple more supplements that I've added to my regimen. So I'm doing that as well. And I'm really focusing on just lowering all stress, focusing on more meditation, more mindfulness, really trying to work on getting into a parasympathetic mode and not be stuck in that flight or fight mode. And I think that, you know, I've been through school, like doctorate school, basically for 4 years, and going through it, you're just going through the motions and you're taking tests and you're being sent all these different places to clinicals, and you really don't have time for yourself. And I was working throughout all of this, like 3 to 4 days a week as well. So I think I just really need some rest and recovery and to take a chill break and just know that it's okay to not do anything. And that's productive as well. So with that, I just wanted to kind of end with like, rest is very productive, even though you're not doing anything, but you're doing so much for your body and for your mind. So don't let anybody tell you that rest is unproductive. That's all I have, but I am so excited. I can't wait to start working with people. Like I said, if you are, so I did a story on my Instagram, and I'm just kind of generating and collecting emails so that I'm able to get people on an email list for when I start practicing and I can email people and keep them updated. If you are interested, please send me a DM on my Instagram. That is at apples.eats, so apples.eats. That's my handle. Please go and just send me a DM of your email and just say, hey, listen to your podcast. Here's my email. And I will add you onto my email list for the future so that you can get these tests. And I'm just can't wait to start practicing. It's been like 8 years since I've known that I wanted to do this. So I'm really excited. And I guess just keep updated with the podcast, with my Instagram, and I will try and reach out and keep you all updated on my journey. So thanks so much for listening. I will, I guess, see you all, not really see you all, but I'll see you on the next episode, and have a great rest of your day.